There are a great number of thoughts I'd like to share with you today, but I will restrain myself. If we look at Ecclesiastes, the first chapter, verse 9, what has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. When we gather around this table, and we have these table talks, there's nothing that I can say that hasn't already been said. There's nothing that I can stir up in you that hasn't already been stirred up. The purpose of these table talks is to bring us in remembrance. If we look at 2 Peter, the first chapter, Peter writes, "Therefore, I intend always to remind you of these qualities." And the qualities he's speaking of, the Christian virtues that he lists earlier on in the chapter. "Though you know them and are established in the truth that you have, I think it right, as long as I am in this body, to stir you up by way of reminder." The King James, whenever Peter writes, "as long as I am in this body," the King James says, "in this tabernacle." What is a tabernacle? A tabernacle is a tent. It's not a permanent dwelling place. It's something that you throw up to shelter yourself for a period of time, a very brief period of time. And Peter refers to his body as a tent, a temporary dwelling place. He brings himself in remembrance of what Christ has done. He brings other Christians in remembrance of what Christ has done. Always, as long as he is on this earth, in this body, he will bring people in remembrance of what Christ is, who he is, what he has done, and what he has allowed for us. In the beginning of the chapter there in 2 Peter 1, says his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us. I have a note in my Bible that I wrote several years ago that knowledge equals a relationship with Christ, not just the Word of God. As we bring ourselves in remembrance of the words that have been written down for us by the apostles, by the prophets, by all these individuals, and has been preserved by God, we grow in a closer relationship with Christ and our God. As long as we remember these things, there are times in our lives that we need that remembrance. We need that renewal, as Tim was talking about this morning. Being that this is a new year, we've hit a milestone. You made it another year. You're another year closer to your goal. And as a Christian, our goal is to be with Christ. There, Tim refrained himself from using running analogies, but I'm going to go ahead and use one because though I may not look like it, I was a runner at one point in time in my life and did do endurance runs. There are times whenever you're on those endurance runs that you're not really thinking about the end. You're just thinking about making it one step further. There were times that I had my head down and I had a cadence, just keep going. Every time my foot hit the ground, just keep going. And that's what I would encourage you to do. There are going to be times in your life that you're going to maybe lose sight of the goal, but remember why you're on the path, why you're on the journey. Just keep going. And eventually, one day, we will hit that goal. Renew your mind today because, well, today is as good a day as any to start over afresh, start over new. It's the beginning of the year. It's a new year. Remember your goals. Remember Christ. remember what he has done for all mankind. As we partake of these emblems, renew your mind and keep going.